Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on recordings. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath. Believe it or not, it's kind of a little bit warm outside. We know what all that is all about. So we hope and pray that you have a very good weather in your neck of your woods. This is our lesson 295, our new chapter 64, entitled The Doomed People. This is our Sabbath, January 11th, 2020. Our opening hymn is entitled, I Need Thee Every Hour. You may also find this hymn on the book if you have one. It's number 483. If any one of the dear brethren would like to join in the singing of the hymn, you can do so by unmuting your mic. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, all I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art none. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Easy every hour, enjoy your pay. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
I need thee every hour, teach me thy will. And thy richest promises. I don't even know how to sing the song.
We could do it together, Sister Christina.
I'm going to sing with you because I'm learning.
Oh, sure. I need thee every hour. Teach me to thy will, and thy rich promises in me. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, I'm having a little bit of system problem. I don't know if you hear it, but can you bear with me by God's grace? And also, may you keep our dear brother Dick as well, because he's having also weather problem over there. So may the Lord be with us, so we can be able to see the children's story through. If any one of the little ones and mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Victor O'Neill, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Give us if we've done anything wrong, say, without even knowing. We pray that also you may be able to help comfort us if there are any troubles, those that are afflicting us. Let us be able to always keep giving praise unto thee, no matter where we are, no matter what happens. We pray that you may be able to be better and in thy sight, and let us of all the temptations that the devil may use against us. We pray also you may let us just be mindful of self-forgetful, be obedient, be faithful, and be more character traits that are more of thee and less of the world. Mm-hmm. Let us always be full of wisdom and understanding. Let us always be doing what is right and always to remember what was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Be with us as we have yet another blessed study. We pray that we may cherish all the lessons that we learn and can use them what we need you to do most. Mm. Let us also keep on being thankful for all the good that you've done for us and that you may help us with everything and that may be difficult lying ahead. Beloved Lord God, looking forward to being land your promises. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 39, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled A Doomed People in our study book, Desire of Ages. Any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10.
Read it!
"And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." Amen.
Matthew 21:10. "And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this?"
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Mark 13:26. "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with the great power and glory." Matthew 24:30. "And then shall appear a sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Amen.
Matthew 24:31. "And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." And Mark 11:11. "And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And this was covered by pages 580 to 581. Thank you so much, dear brethren, on the reading. We are in Desire of Ages, pages 580. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 580. The triumphal ride of Christ into Jerusalem was the dim foreshadowing of his coming in the clouds of heaven with glory, power and glory amid the triumph of angels and the rejoicing of the saints. Then will be fulfilled the words of Christ to the priests and Pharisees. Ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say. Next slide, please. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Matthew 23:29. In prophetic vision, Zechariah was shown that day of final triumph, and he beheld also the doom of those who at the first advent had rejected Christ. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. Next slide.
Desire ages 580, continuing, as one that mourn for this only son, it shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Amen. Zechariah 12:10. This scene Christ foresaw when he beheld the city and wept over it. In the temporal ruin of Jerusalem, he saw the final destruction of that people who were guilty of blood of the Son of God. Wow. Desire Ages 580, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What was the triumphal ride of Christ into Jerusalem a foreshadowing of? And also, what was Zechariah shown in prophetic vision of that day of final triumph? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, the triumphal ride was the dim foreshadowing of his coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory, amid the triumph of angels and the rejoicing of the saints. He was shown that the day of final triumph, and he beheld also the doom of those who at the first advent had rejected Christ.
Amen. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 27, 30 to 31, from the King James Version. Let us continue in our study. And this beautiful scripture song was taken from the CD from the Desire Ages, entitled Behold He Cometh, in the section where it says Songs of the Redeemed. Question, boys and girls, who shall they look upon the one they had pierced and mourned in bitterness, for he is the firstborn spoken of in Zechariah 12:10. And what did Jesus foresee in this scene when he beheld the city and wept over it? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
It was our Savior, Jesus Christ. He foresaw in the temporal ruin of Jerusalem, he saw the final destruction of that people who were guilty of his blood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear Sister Lena. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7, the King James Version. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desired Ages, page 580. Any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the next paragraph? May you unmute your mic?
The disciples.
The apple.
Saw.
Show.
The hatred.
The hatred.
Of. The Jews. To Christ. Good. But they did not see what it would lead. They did not yet understand. Good. The true condition of Israel, Israel is real, Israel is real, Israel, 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 Israel
Page
500
and 80. Pierre Brad?
Nikodav.
Two.
Two.
Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little Jeremiah. Question, boys and girls. What did the disciples see but did not yet know to what it would have led? Also, what had Christ opened to them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
They did not yet understand the true condition of Israel, nor comprehend the
retribution
that was to fall upon Jerusalem. This he had opened to them by the Son.
By a significant.
Significant object lesson.
Good.
The Desire of Ages, page 580. The last appeal to Jerusalem had been in vain. The priests and rulers had heard the prophetic voice of the past echoed by the multitude and answered to the question, who is this? But they did not accept it as the voice of inspiration. Next slide, please. In anger and amazement, they tried to silence the people. There were Roman officers in the throng, and to them, his enemies denounced Jesus as the leader of a rebellion. They represented that he was about to take possession of the temple and reign as king in Jerusalem. The Desire of Ages, page 580, paragraph 3.
He made good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls and remnant family. Why was the last appeal to Jerusalem had been in vain? Also, what had they accused Jesus of? And one more, dear ones. Why in anger and amazement did they try to silence the people before the Roman officers that were in the throne? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is...
Anyone.
Just have blessings, everyone.
Anyone.
The priest. And... Rulers had heard the prophetic
voice
of the past
echoed
by the
multitude
in answer to the
question,
who is this?
Yes.
But
they
did
not
accept
it
as
the
voice of
a
inspiration.
His
enemies
denounced
good job Jesus
as
the
leader
of a
rebellion.
They
represented
that
he
was
about to
Take
possession
of
the
temple
and
reign
as
king
in
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Okay.
The end.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Kelly and Emma. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah. Let's see what the Lord thought about this people and what he really came here for. This scripture song was taken from Desire of Ages, Memory Verse CD, Volume 1. It is Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 14 from the King James Version.
Oh. peace and God of evil, to give you an expected end. They shall be full of one, and we shall go and pray to him, and God will hearken unto you, and he shall see me. And when we live, we shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations. And from all the places, whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah 29:11 through 14.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire Ages, page 580. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 580. But the calm voice of Jesus hushed for a moment the clamorous throng, as he again declared that he had not come to establish a temporal rule. He should soon ascend to his Father, and his accusers would see him no more until he should come again in glory. Then, too late for their salvation, they would acknowledge him. These words Jesus spoke with sadness and with singular power. The Roman officers were silenced and subdued. Their hearts, though strangers to divine influence, were moved as they had never been moved before. In the calm, solemn face of Jesus, they read love, benevolence, and quiet dignity. They were stirred by a sympathy they could not understand. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 580. Instead of arresting Jesus, they were more inclined to pay him homage. Turning upon the priests and rulers, they charged them with creating the disturbance. These leaders, chagrined and defeated, turned to the people with their complaints and disputed angrily among themselves. Desire of Ages, page 581, paragraph 1.
Question, boys and girls, dear family, what were the words spoken by Jesus with sadness and with singular power? Also, what did they, the Roman officers, see in Jesus' calm and solemn face? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The answer is he should soon ascend to his Father, and his accusers will see him no more until he should come again in glory. Then, too late for their salvation, they will acknowledge him. They read love, benevolence, and quiet dignity. They were stirred by a sympathy they could not understand.
Here in Desire of Ages, page 581, any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the next paragraph? May you unmute your mic to do so, dear one?
Desire of Ages, page 581. Meanwhile, Jesus passed unnoticed to the temple. All was quiet there, for the scene upon Olivet had called away the people. For a short time, Jesus remained at the temple, looking upon it with sorrowful eyes. Then he withdrew with his disciples and returned to Bethany. When the people sought for him to place him on the throne, he was not to be found. Desire of Ages, page 581, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why was all quiet there in the temple, and what was the scene that called the people away? Also, why had Jesus remained at the temple for a short time, and what did he and his disciples do after that? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic to do so.
All was quiet there for the temples, for the scene upon all of that had called away to the people. Jesus remained at the temple looking upon it with sorrowful eyes. Then he withdrew with his disciples and returned to Bethany.
Amen. Good job, dear Ethan. Let's learn a last beautiful song together, dear ones, from a Spirit of Prophecy book entitled Ministry of Healing.
When every other voice is hushed and in quietness we wait, in quietness we wait before Him. The silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us be still and know that I'm God. Ministry of Healing, page 58. Be still and know.
Amen. This beautiful scripture song was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Encouraging Quotes. That was Ministry of Healing, page 58. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And we're hoping by God's grace that our dear Brother Gray will be able to do the section of the story time, hoping that everything is well by now.
Well, good morning, boys and girls, and the rest of you. I think the storm is just about 4 miles away, but maybe it'll hold off. All right, our story, this morning is to take a decided stand for temperance. Do you remember Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they got to Babylon? They had a trial of temperance, and they passed their trial. It says here, our memory verse should be 1 Corinthians 9:25. And every man that striveth for the mastery, or tries to be good at something, is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Back in the time when the Olympics were invented in Greece, the winner of the race got a wreath of leaves around his head, or flowers. And that's why it's called corruptible, because in a few hours it was dead. The crown we're going after is going to be a golden crown that Jesus will give us. And we want to be there and get it. In the family circle and in the church, we should place Christian temperance on an elevated platform. Christian temperance. We eat and drink only as much of those things that are good that pleases God. Elevated platform, it should take first place in our thinking. Just because there is something on the table that you really like, you don't have to eat more than you need. It should be a living, working element, or control everything we do, reforming habits, dispositions, the way we act, and character. Intemperance lies at the foundation of all the evil in our world. That is some statement. The children need to be given lessons that will nurture or inspire in them courage to resist evil. Parents should exercise great care in regard to the food placed before their children. Drunkards, or persons who drink alcohol, are only too often made by lessons of intemperance learned in the home. Let the children be given food that will build up mind and body, but keep away from them the highly seasoned dishes that would arouse a desire for still stronger stimulants. That is something that temporarily wakes you up, like coffee. Coffee is a stimulant. The use of tobacco and strong drink has a great deal to do with the increase of disease and crime. Tobacco is a slow, insidious, but most malignant poison. It is dangerous and has a more serious effect on you than you think. And its use is working untold harm, or lots of harm. No argument is needed to show the evils of the use of intoxicating drink or alcohol. The bleared, besotted wrecks of humanity, these are persons who only want to drink alcohol and are not good at anything. Did you ever ask a drunk person to fix your car or your dishwasher? He can't do it. He can't even walk straight. Now let me go back and read that sentence in its entirety. The bleared, besotted wrecks of humanity, souls for whom Christ died and over whom angels weep, are everywhere, especially in the cities. They are a blot or curse on the boasted our boasted civilization. We think Americans are great people, but a drunk American is not a great person. Those who, in ancient times, that's a long time ago, and in the present day Olympics, ran for a prize, realized or understood the importance of temperate habits and how much they should how much more we should, who are running a race for a heavenly crown, we should put forth every effort to overcome evil. At all times and on all occasions, it requires moral courage to adhere to, or be faithful to, the principles of strict temperance. Remember, you are daily weaving for yourself a web of habits. The better you observe the laws of health, the more clearly can you discern or recognize temptations and resist them, and the more clearly can you discern or recognize the value of eternal life. Sons and Daughters of God, page 212. And that reminds me of a reference in Steps to Christ. I think it's 100, depending on which issue. We need to have more distinct views of Jesus, a clearer comprehension of the value of eternal realities. The beauty of holiness is to fill the hearts of God's children, and that this might be accomplished, we need to seek for divine disclosures of heavenly things. And we get that by reading the Bible. And our memory verse again is, and every man that striveth for the mastery, or tries to be good at something, is temperate in all things. He doesn't work too much or too hard. He doesn't overeat. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 1 Corinthians 9:25. Thank you for listening, and I'll hand this back to Rose.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Greene. Well, next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled, A Doomed People. Please have your questions prepared and sent before Thursday, if it's possible before Friday, and we will try our best by God's grace to be able to help to answer those questions. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to be able to close with prayer, may you begin to do so by unmuting your mic.
Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for the Sabbath school that we can come to in the morning on Sabbath and learn the things that will help us be better Christians. Help us to remember that temperance is not just not drinking alcohol and not smoking, but it's in eating and drinking not to excess, or not eating or drinking too much at a meal. Bless us now as we go on to the next service and help us to remember the things we learned today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear Brother Dick. But I would like to request for intercessory prayer at this moment. Our dear sister Karina had just called asking a request that they may be able to pray for her sister. There is a tornado that is passing right over them at this very moment. If it's possible that we can bow our heads and our hearts to come boldly before the throne of grace, that the Lord may be able to grant a protected edge. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Lord, to give you thanks and praises, we thank you, Lord, for being so merciful. Thank you for allowing our dear brother Dick to also have the weathering to be removed, dear Lord, that your message may be able to be transmitted. We also pray, dear Lord, that you may be able to extend the same protection towards all of the loved ones of your people. We pray, dear Lord, that you not only allow the protection for their body, but I pray, dear Lord, that you may extend a knowledge of who you are to those that don't know you at this very moment, dear Lord. We thank you and we love you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, not only this week, but every day. The miracles that you have in our lives, known and unknown, and we may not have the magnitude of the ordeal of how much you have sheltered us from so many different disasters, Father Jesus. But give us also the power to use these things to reach as much heart that would not listen to not any time until when they are going through something that it takes greater than themselves to be able to solve. May you bring salvation in the home, Father Jesus. May you bring salvation in our own individual hearts. But especially, Lord, may you use us as instrument to bring the good news to many that are sitting in darkness and in fear for such a time as this. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our own Christ-like spirit, pleading always the blood of Christ to cleanse us from unrighteousness. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our new lesson, number 295, entitled A Doomed People. That will be held January 18, 2020. I would like to apologize before. My computer, basically, the corruption that was in my Microsoft was something that I couldn't work on the projects. So some of the things that will be in the slide might be slide off. So by God's grace, by Sunday, I will be able to resend the projects for everyone. Thank you so much, and I'm also thanking God for being so merciful to us that we still have something to present today in Jesus' precious name. And we also have activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy and continue this very important theme for the same thing that happened in Jerusalem. We are heading towards the same prophetic circumstances. So we want to do what it is that the people in Jerusalem that did not recognize our Savior, that we may not do the same mistake and not recognizing the time that we are living and to prepare ourselves for his second coming. May God bless each and everyone in the home. And thank you, Lord, for allowing the little ones that was participating as well. May God bless you and have a blessed and peaceful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones.